Hare Krishna. Happy Radhashtami, everyone. Today is the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. We're so fortunate to be able to celebrate it. And although in New Vrindavan we're going to also be celebrating it on Saturday for the benefit of all of those devotees who weren't able to come all the way out here on a Monday. Although today was also a celebration, and Yuma Maharaj was here, and along with some other devotees, gave the morning program, class, and he'll be here for the next few days. But for those devotees who, I know that there are devotees coming from elsewhere, then please do come, because it's for benefit of others who can't really make it on days other than weekends, that we're having an additional celebration. And actually, it's a bigger celebration than today. Today is more of an observance. And in fact, it's a bigger celebration than Janmashtami. Many devotees stay for Janmashtami in their own temples naturally. But we have a lot of guests come from surrounding areas also on Radhashtami. Radhashtami is a very popular festival, and contrary to today, I'm going to be taking the day off and participating morning till evening in the whole festivities. So we see devotees here. And today we have our opportunity to pray to Srimati Radharani and meditate upon her in the way that Srila Prabhupada taught us, gave us that prayer. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Shuti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Tapta Kanchana Srimati Radharani is her bodily complexion is like molten gold. Gold has a very attractive color. Molten gold is even more attractive. It's softer, obviously warmer. It's more effulgent than solid gold. And they also have a reddish hue. That reddish hue is characteristic of the amorous nature of Srimati Radharani's love. The golden color is Rupa Goswami describes the different colors of different types of love. And he points out that Anuraga, which is this passionate love of Srimati Radharani, is of a reddish nature, or like the vermilion that ladies place in their part. And prema itself, the general color of prema is golden. So tapta kanchana and gaurangi. So therefore, because she's golden, her whole body is golden, she's called gaurangi. Just like Lord Chaitanya is called gauranga. But the difference is that it's not just a matter of color. Her entire body is made up of love. So she is Mahabhava Swarup, Swarupini. She is the Swarup, or the personification of love. So when we say that she has golden complexion, we mean that her body is actually golden because it's made up of prema. And not even prema, but the topmost level of prema, which is Mahabhava. So is that prema material in any way? No, not at all. Because that she is this Mahabhava. She is the personification of Mahabhava, and that Mahabhava is the essence of prema. Excuse me, the essence of Vishuddhisattva, or Shuddhisattva, or transcendental goodness. So it's all spiritual. There's nothing material about Srimati Radharani, nothing material about the Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Stapta Panchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. And she's called Radha. Radha, as it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that when the gopis were looking for Krishna who had gone off with the gopi, then they said, yes, this gopi, she is the best worshipper. She's best worshipper, meaning that she's aradhana, one who is the supreme worshipper of Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. And Prabhupada says, in Vrindavan, everyone calls out, Radhe, Radhe. They greet each other with Radhe. When they go into a temple to see Krishna, they say, Radhe, Radhe. Why in the land of Krishna do we call out after Radha? Because the way to approach Krishna is through Srimati Radharani, because Krishna is more pleased when we chant the name of Srimati Radharani. Indeed, in scripture it said, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, that when someone just says the syllables Radha, then I immediately come to wherever they are. Krishna is immediately purchased by devotees who say the name of Radha, and that is why we say her name. When we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, when we say Hara, then we're referring to, when we say Hare, we're referring to O Hara, O Srimati Radharani. And Vrindavan Ishwari, she is the Ishwari of Vrindavan, which also means that because Krishna is one of the residents of Vrindavan, he is also her queen. Not only is Srimati Radharani the queen of Vrindavan, but she's also Krishna's queen. There's this beautiful purport where Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna is a plaything in Srimati Radharani's hands. So that is because she's the queen and he's a subject, because Krishna likes to be the servant of his devotees. So she is Vrindavaneshwari. And indirectly, it also implies the pastime in which Srimati Radharani is crowned the princess, the queen of Vrindavan at Umrao. It's a pastime that Srila Prabhupada himself pointed out to devotees that they could reenact the, he called it Rai Roy, Roy Roy. The coronation of Srimati Radharani. So Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, she is Vrindavaneshwari. And Vrishabhanu Suti. And who is she? What is her relationship to the inhabitants of Vrindavan? Well, there are two kings in Vrindavan. There's Nanda Maharaj, and there's Maharaj Vrishabhanu. And Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and she is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. Srimati Radharani took birth in Raval, and from Raval, Maharaj Vrishabhanu also moved first to Vasati, and from Vasati to Varshana. And when Srimati Radharani was married to Abhimanyu, then from Varshana she moved to Javat. But in all times, she's always Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Pranam. On this day, we should offer our pranams, our respectful obeisances. We should offer our dandavats to Srimati Radharani. Because she's Hari Priye. She is very, very dear to Krishna. She is Krishna's dearmost. Why is she Krishna's dearmost? Because Krishna says, Jayatamam Prapadyante. He reciprocates according to everyone's surrender or love. Srimati Radharani is the best lover. She loves Krishna the most. Therefore, Krishna loves her the most. But when we say Hari Priye, we also understand the Gaudiya Vaishnava's approach to Hari Kriya, Srimati Radharani. Do we worship Srimati Radharani because she is Hari Priya, because she is very dear to Krishna? Actually, no, it's the other way around. We are Dasa Das Anudas. We're the servants of the servants. So we don't have direct access to Krishna. but rather we worship Krishna because he is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Or we could say that he is Hara Priya. That is our method of worship. But we recognize Srimati Radharani's identity as being Hari Priya, as being most dear to Krishna himself. Pranamami Hari Priya. So Krishna consciousness becomes very easy when we have the blessings of Krishna's associates. Srila Prabhupada would say that because Srimati Radharani is very soft-hearted, when she sees devotees who are sincerely trying to become Krishna conscious, then she puts in a good word. She speaks to Krishna on that devotee's behalf and asks Krishna, encourages Krishna to accept him. And on this day, on the appearance day of great personalities, there are always special blessings, special benedictions available. They are even more especially inclined. I think everyone has that experience, either on their own birthdays or some kind of celebration day, then you tend to be especially favorable and open to others. So although Srimati Radharani is always very kind to everyone, but on this particular day, she is especially so. So let's try to take advantage of this special opportunity. Indeed, I'm going to go over now to the temple and again offer prayers to Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna.